This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. It is a very complex and sensitive moment right now in the U.S. government's operations in Iraq. U.S. troops continue to battle insurgents. Al-Qaeda-linked militants are carrying out a campaign of kidnappings and car bombings. And this is happening as the U.S. occupation authority prepares to turn over power to a new interim Iraqi government on Wednesday. Today we'll assess the U.S. occupation. We'll hear from two people who worked within the Coalition Provisional Authority. We'll also look forward to tomorrow's NATO meeting, where President Bush will ask the allies for help in Iraq. But first, Iraq's new government and its plans. The interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, says his number one priority will be security, and he may have to impose emergency law. I asked Iraq's ambassador-designate to the U.S., Rend al-Rahim, what this might entail.
The emergency laws would make it easier to seize people, to capture people, to bust networks, enter homes, and so on. It would also make it easier for suspects to be detained. This is the difference. The martial law concept refers to the actual process of trying somebody and the nature of the court and the nature of the prosecution.
Should we expect to see a curfew, checkpoints, shutting down any media?
Frankly, I'm not sure that there is very much difference between what the new Iraqi government may impose and what is actually in place now in Iraq under coalition authority. As you know, the coalition troops have been able to enter houses unexpectedly, and nobody's asked them for warrants. They've been able to detain people for long periods of time. They've been able to impose curfews, essentially what I would call emergency laws, but not called as such.
Ambassador Rahim, the Washington Post reported this morning that U.S. Ambassador Paul Bremer has issued more than 90 legal orders. Those are defined as binding instructions or directives to the Iraqi people that will remain in force after the transition. Will the interim government abide by these edicts?
I don't want to speculate on that. I think the general tendency is to try to abide by those laws.
Interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi also told CBS News yesterday that security concerns could force a delay in elections, which are supposed to take place in January. Can you confirm that there may be a delay?
It's not a question of confirming. We have always said, and in fact the CPA has said, and the UN has said, that holding free and fair elections is contingent upon a minimum security requirement in the country. People can't go out there and vote and cast ballots if they're afraid of massive bombs and assassinations. This is not to say that the interim government is already planning for a delay. It is simply stating the obvious, and I think we should all be aware of that.
I'd like to turn now to your role as the ambassador designate to the United States from Iraq. How often do you go back to Iraq or consult with the new government?
Well, obviously, I consult very frequently by phone, by email, and so on. But in terms of going back to Iraq, I went back in February, March. I intend to go back quite soon, actually. The problem, of course, is that we have a great deal of work to do in Washington, and we are rather short-staffed, so an absence of 2 or 3 weeks is always difficult to arrange. However, as I said, I do intend to go back fairly soon.
There have been questions recently about how well the Iraqi exile community, those Iraqis who lived outside of Iraq for decades, how well they are able to represent the country that is forming now, the government that is forming now. Is that a complication for you as one of those Iraqis who lived out of Iraq for decades?
The simple answer is no. But let me elaborate. My experience is that Iraqis who remained in Iraq really did not look upon the Iraqis coming back as very different. We integrated very quickly back into Iraqi society. So if you look at the current Iraqi government, many of those members were people who lived abroad. And interestingly, the polls that we've seen coming out of Iraq in the recent weeks show a very high credibility for this new Iraqi government. There is a sense of trust amongst the Iraqi people that this is a government that is reflective of Iraqi society. It has a lot of talent and capability, and that Iraqis are going to work with it and give it a chance to succeed.
Do you plan to drop your U.S. citizenship? I understand that's customary for ambassadors who have dual citizenship.
We will see about that. I am not going to say yes or no. This is a matter of discussion.
Rend al-Rahim is the ambassador designate to the United States of the interim Iraqi government. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.